This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, does each week, Mondays at 3:48. His name is Seth Everett. He's our National Baseball Insider. Seth, appreciate the time, man. And I have to ask right off the bat, how many times have you seen Avengers Endgame at this point?
Two.
Okay.
Two. That's it. I saw it at the Marvel screening, and then my wife couldn't go to that. Which, yeah, I know, right? Poor baby. So then we had to get tickets the week later to see it.
You didn't tell her I fell asleep in it, did you? Don't do that.
No, I didn't do that. But there's a bit of a controversy these days going on in Marvel because – I don't know if you guys saw on social media, they released a trailer for the new Spider-Man movie.
Yep.
And it is heavy, heavy spoilers on Endgame. And my point being, I think it's too soon. And, you know, Sony makes those Spider-Man movies, even though they take place in the Marvel Universe. And I think Sony is trying to cash in on some of this Marvel love going on. And I think that
genius.
Was way too soon.
I totally agree.
But it's genius.
That's the thing. But in the process, like, why to be genius do you have to tick somebody off?
Like, and you should have done it like Memorial Day weekend. That way, you get a month, not after the second weekend.
Capitalize on the heat, though. Capitalize on all the heat of it.
I'm shocked y'all even care.
Vince McMahon is going to do with the XFL and capitalize on the Super Bowl heat and start up the next week.
Yeah, that's just like the Avengers.
No, that's not at all. It's not at all like it.
Just move the decimal point around, then you'll see the overall.
So, earnings. Seth, you're not just going to tell me what happened? Like, Sparky wouldn't let just tell me what
no,
happened?
No, because Mandela hasn't seen it, and he wants to see it. No.
Not yet. No, I'm not going to do that yet. I mean, I did a podcast that it, you know, goes through the whole plot, and, you know, it's gotten a ton of downloads. I mean, it has been very, very good for me to have that. But I won't tweet anything about the spoilers. I don't think that's right.
And that's Hall of Justice podcast if people want to download it.
So. Yeah, the Hall of Justice. We did a review of Avengers that came out the day of, and it was slow in the beginning because people hadn't seen the movie. But for such a spoiler-heavy movie, I thought people really responded nicely to the podcast. And we're actually going to review it again just because the movie is so dense that there's so much in it that there is stuff I've seen now since and read about since that I didn't know. And, I mean, I would love to talk about it with you guys on the show.
Yeah.
I don't want to tick off fans.
I will say this.
Sports fans are fans of this genre.
No. And now that I've seen the movie, I can now totally understand how Leroy fell asleep like three times. Like, I totally, now that I've seen it, I totally understand how he fell asleep three times. Now, I'm not as old as him, so I didn't fall asleep, but... I mean, I totally get, because I had our 12-year-old and that was one of his things, was he just didn't think there was enough action in the movie for a 12-year-old now. So
wait, you saw that the last 35 minutes and said there's not enough action?
Right, but the first 2.5 hours, there wasn't a whole bunch of action.
It's building and building. But
I mean, so I get how Leroy could have fallen asleep at some point.
My wife hit me in the ribs three times. Wake up.
Now, speaking of falling asleep, I want to get your thoughts on this.
Uh-oh.
No, I didn't stay up for the 18 innings.
Okay, well, we did.
I love you guys to death, but no, you ain't paying me by the inning. No way.
But I have a question for you, because you have connections with the commissioner and all that other stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Could you foresee a time to where baseball eventually caps off a game and says, look, we're going to play extra innings, but we're only going to play, say, 12. And after that, if it's still tied, then it's going to be a tie at that point. We're not playing 18, 20-inning games anymore just because you use all those pitchers, you burn your bullpen, and then you both got to come back and play the next day. I get it from a fan perspective. If you're one of, like, 5,000 left in the stadium before this thing is done, great, you loved it, right? I understand that. I just don't see the benefit of it for baseball.
Yeah, but we can compare it to the Avengers. You know, the Avengers is a really long movie, and not once did I look at my watch during it.
I wanted
to know where everything was going. During the I don't have the statistics in front of me, so I apologize in advance. How many strikeouts in 18 innings between the two teams?
That I did not look at.
How many innings without base runners in those innings? And, you know, it used to be, you know, if we want to get into what the commissioner should do, it's not about trying to shorten 18-inning games. It's trying to make the first 9 innings so entertaining that you are gripped. And here's my question. You guys are in Wisconsin. Did the game trend on Twitter in the 15th inning?
Well, I was in here for the post-game show, and at points I think Twitter just like ended up stopping responding about
because
the game.
Because people were going to sleep.
35 yeah, strikeouts, and the Brewers pitching staff only allowed one walk throughout all 18 innings.
Oh, God, that's torture. And, you know, the idea that I have noticed, and, you know, I have talked about, you know, how I've changed my research recently, and I think MLB.com does a great thing with the recaps. And if you go to the recaps that MLB.com puts together, they do montages of strikeouts and show all the home runs. I have watched games where I watch a recap of a game. If I'm going on in Dallas, I'll watch the Texas Rangers recap. And sure, I'll read about everything that I need to see, but in the highlight video, no one made a good defensive play? Like, that's where I think this whole thing is missing. It's not that an 18-inning game is not the anomaly. Like, that happens. And I knew you guys were going to talk about it. It's the problem is that 9 innings, the first 9 innings, make them better. And then I won't complain about one time every season you go 18 innings.
Well, they're trying to do their best. I mean, home runs are through the roof right now, more
yes,
so
they
than
are.
They were in the PED era. So you've gotten that. I mean, that's yeah. what brought everybody out
well,
of the
okay.
strike was home
there?
Runs.
Let's go there. Attendance is down 4%
yep.
from last year. Baseball sent out one of the dumbest press releases they've ever done with talking about the weather. Come on, it wasn't bad weather. The bad weather in Minnesota does not account for a decline in attendance. There are 12 teams that are having attendance issues, like major attendance issues, including the San Francisco Giants, who had a sellout streak for years. I mean, the sport is not thriving right now. And last year they were under $70 million for the first time since 2003, and the lowest attendance in 15 years. And through 5 weeks, they are actually lower. Now, last year Milwaukee was a proof of that. And I remember talking to you guys about the fact that, you know, a lot of people give Miller Park the credit for the roof because last year the weather was really wonky. And a lot of teams that had cold weather stadiums got in a lot of trouble with rainouts and doubleheaders and all those kinds of things. And Milwaukee actually was one of, I think, 3 teams in baseball that actually saw an attendance increase. So that's the exception, not the rule. And so baseball can talk about home runs all they like. And, you know, I have that ongoing battle with the MLB Twitter account because all they do is post home runs. I mean, somebody's got to make a good catch every night. Like, so show me a left field.
Now he's on the lineup tonight, but that was a great catch.
I saw that.
He's been doing that all year.
It's funny, but you don't see it highlighted. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
All I'm asking for, yes, you guys know it, but you're in the sports media. What I'm saying is I want this sport to take the best of whatever the 3 hours presents itself and put together a story. Tell me a story. Don't just compile highlights. And I think that's the big difference. And I think the NBA does it better. I think the NFL does it better. And God help me, I think the NHL is doing a wonderful job.
Well, and Seth, it's interesting that you bring that up. We had a conversation about it a couple of weeks ago on the air, and you look at just the Twitter followers alone for the NBA. They have close to 28 million Twitter followers in comparison to just the MLB with 9 million. But what's going on the field? Yesterday's
yeah.
Zach Davies is finally starting to be able to get into what you thought he was going to be able to do last year, riddled
thanks
with injuries
lot,
and struggles throughout the year. Now he comes back, and right now he's one of the best pitchers in all of baseball.
You got a great pitching coach.
Yeah. Well, I think the good thing for them is, you know, they need to get options from different guys. And I think what happens is, you remember the line, Bill, you weren't on the show back then, but remember the line? Buck Showalter used to have this great line about a team that's built to win in the regular season, and that is all twos, all threes, no ones, no fives.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is you throw a quality arm every time you take the field. You don't throw Clayton Kershaw, and you're not asking these guys to be Clayton Kershaw, but you're also not asking them to be the weak link. And what Davies has been able to do is assert himself, but I don't think anybody has any misgivings about Davies into anything other than a two, which is fine, because on a team you want twos and threes. You don't break your bank for ones, and don't give me liabilities at fives.
Seth, I've been trying to have everybody calm down about the Milwaukee Brewers, told everybody that they would be fine.
Yeah, but Cubs won seven straight, so I don't mean
But the Brewers won eight of their first 10 games, and now all three of those teams have tasted first place within the first seven, 8 weeks of the season.
Okay.
Yeah, right? And the Cardinals are going to be there. I think the Cardinals are legit. I think we've all seen that. Mm-hmm. You remember, we talked about this. I know I talked about this on Bill's, Michael's show. The Cubs are in a very precarious situation, and if you'll indulge me for 30 seconds, the Cubs are starting their own television network next year.
Yep, it's amazing.
Brilliant.
And because of that, they are currently trying to sell the Cubs broadcast. And there was a very interesting story in Chicago because you knew that the Reinsdorf teams, the Bulls and the White Sox, were not going to go on the Cub network, but a lot of people thought the Blackhawks might. And if you look at the success of the YES Network, for example, the key is they have live programming 12 months a year because they have the Nets. Now, the point of what I'm saying is the Cubs feel this overwhelming pressure to convince their advertisers that the run, quote-unquote, is still happening.
Yep.
That they are still a championship run.
And you still got Brian and Rizzo, I would buy it.
But the thing about it, that challenge is, I don't think the pressure is coming from anywhere but the Cubs. That's why the story came out last week about the Cubs asking members of the media to write nice things about Addison Russell, who's coming off a suspension for domestic violence.
Yep.
Mm.
Because what they're afraid of is that a potential sponsor, you know, some grocery store or whatever, some company is considering buying into this Cubs network, and they're reading about wife abuse. They're reading about the run is over. They're reading about Joe Maddon's on the hot seat. Like, they're seeing all this negative press, and they're taking everything to heart. And to me, that's not what the Cubs should be. The Cubs should be, they are a good team, they're in a good division, and there's a competition, and it's going to be a pennant race. And God help me, if we could have a great pennant race like we had last year, that was fun. Because you stop worrying about strikeout totals, you stop worrying about ratings and Twitter followers, and you just can't wait to play the game.
Well, Tom Ricketts never went to journalism school then, Seth. He never realized that if it bleeds, it reads. And then he would have been really into all that free press.
I said last week on the station, I can't do a Cubs podcast because I can't cover the Cubs and not talk about Addison Russell. And I can't put anybody on the Cubs in that awkward position. And that stinks. Like, that's not what journalism is.
That's Seth Everett, but he is one of the most esteemed journalists, our national baseball insider. We appreciate it, Seth. We'll talk next week.
You got it, guys. Watch that trailer and let me know what you think.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Seth.
I still won't see Endgame.
Don't watch the trailer if you haven't seen Endgame.
Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.